Hello, my name is Keegan Peck, and this is the Pipeline Project Podcast. Are you busy? Is that even a question worth asking? Of course you are. We all are. Every day, we are met with more and more things we have to do, and we seem never to catch up. Some days, we're drowning, and we can't seem to pull ourselves out and get a break. As I'm recording this, I'm putting in extra hours at work, working on music for my next performance, working on this podcast, attempting to keep all my other appointments, and trying to make time for my girlfriend and my family. And I'm sure my schedule is nothing as hectic as yours, especially if you're married and have kids. There's just so much we have to do, and so little time in which to do it. But that can't be healthy, can it? It's the norm, sure, but that doesn't mean it's right. And I think we all realize that. I think that if we stop and ask ourselves if it is good for our mental and physical well-being, we would say no. We realize the toll it takes on us. Always being busy and never having time for ourselves, it's exhausting. And it seems like we can never get enough sleep, because there's so much we have to do. And even when we try to sleep, all the things we have to get done play through our heads and give us anxiety. Those thoughts and that stress are pervasive and worm their way into every moment of the day. I don't know if you're like me, but when I try to take a break and rest, I find myself feeling guilty and like I'm wasting time when I really could be accomplishing things. On top of that, is it possible that we are distracting ourselves from God and the things He wants us to do? Have you ever been sitting in church service, maybe during communion, and started thinking about all the things you needed to do when you got out of church? How about when you're praying? Does your mind ever start to wander and think about your to-do list? Maybe you find yourself in prayers asking God to help you get all those things done. But really, is that good? Is it possible that we are stacking up a to-do list every day that might be counter to God's to-do list? There's a great example in Luke chapter 10 that speaks to this very thing. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, it says, "Now as they were traveling along," and the "they" it's referring to is Jesus and his disciples, "he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, who was also seated at the Lord's feet, and was listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations. And she came up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do the serving by myself? Then tell her to help me.' But the Lord answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" It's a very short passage, but I think there's a reason Luke included it, because it is something that he felt was important to share with his audience. We see that there was nothing wrong with what Martha was doing. I gather from the wording that she was preparing food for Jesus and his disciples. If that's the case, just think about how important that was. She was making food for Jesus. But Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to his words. Martha was doing something good, but Mary was doing something better. It brings up a question that we should all ask ourselves. Am I too busy doing what is good that I don't do what is right? And that's a fair question. This might not have happened to you in this exact way, but maybe something similar. Let's say you're on your way to church and you saw someone begging on the side of the road. You could have pulled off into a parking lot and turned around and made it back to their side of the street so you could give them some money. But you're running late for church, so you can't stop now. Maybe that situation would never happen to you, but maybe something similar has. I've known ministers who were so busy helping the church that they neglected their own children. That is not to say that the things we want to do are wrong. They may very well be good things, but that doesn't mean that they are always the best things. And right before this passage in Luke, in the paragraph preceding it, is the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now that's one I think we're all familiar with. However, I find it interesting that it precedes this passage. Maybe there's no reason for it, but it made me think. We know the priest and the Levite passed the injured man. And though we're not given a reason for their motives, is it possible that they were busy? Is it possible that they were on their way to do important things for God? At least, important things as they saw it? Our lives are so full and busy with very good things. But we have to stop sometimes and prioritize our to-do list. We have to make sure that what we're doing is what God would have us do. And we have to be open to Him reprioritizing for us, even when it's inconvenient. I heard a great example from a minister recently that spoke to this. Imagine you're on your way to work and your tire blows. That means that the rest of your day is going to be completely altered. Either you are going to be able to deal with it and make it to work maybe 30 minutes late, or it could be a several-hour ordeal. No matter what, your day has been changed. I think it's safe to say that most of us in that situation would see it in a very negative light and would probably be pretty upset, to say the least, especially if we were missing an important meeting at work. But is it possible that God allowed that to happen for a reason? By your day being completely altered, that means your timeline is also altered. Maybe someone pulls over to help you change your tire. You would have never met that person otherwise. If you have to go get a new tire, you would have never seen those people either. At least, not that day. You might find yourself around people that you would have never met or interacted with otherwise. And might that have been for a reason? Might God have decided that one of those people needed you in their life at that moment? That maybe you, as a Christian, might give them an interaction that they so desperately need right then and there? So this week, when you wake up in the morning, ask God to bless your day, and ask Him to use you as He sees fit, to prioritize your day to accomplish the things that He wants you to accomplish. And maybe you'll be surprised by where He takes you. If you would like to get in touch with me, you can reach me at feedback@thepipelineproject.com. If you enjoy the show, I would love it if you would spread the word. This podcast can only continue to grow with your help. Be sure to subscribe to the show to have it delivered right to your device. And while you're there, a rating or review would be very helpful to help more people find the show. Watch for future episodes released on Sundays. See you next time, and thanks for listening.